panic at a stage because we were right in the mix when all this was happening. So there was a lot of confusion, misdirection, because we didn't know what exactly was happening, why it was happening. Right now, I'm a lot better, but I think I'm probably still a wee bit in shock.
Where exactly were you when this happened?
Me and my girlfriend had went out for a meal. It was our last day on our holidays in Nice. And we were at a diner across the street from the promenade. We were coming out to watch. We were actually in having our dinner. And we went out to watch the fireworks. We were standing on the promenade watching the fireworks. The fireworks was over. And like the fireworks in Derry, everybody starts to leave and the crowds of people are walking, you know, down the streets. We only had to come walking across the road back into our apartment, or back into the restaurant, sorry. And next thing, this truck just came out of nowhere.
So what exactly did you see? Can you describe what happened?
Lots of people. So we were sort of watching the street, and I looked up the street, and the next thing I saw this lorry coming, plowing. I mean, like, the promenade was jam-packed. The streets were closed. And this lorry just mounted the curb across the street from us, and next thing all you could hear was banging and shouting and screaming. But initially I thought it was a car accident, what had happened, and then there was people coming running up and screaming and coming into the restaurant trying to get away. So we didn't know what it was. We didn't know if it was people on the ground shooting or if there was a bomb or what was going on. We were just trying to get away. Next thing, this woman and her child came running in screaming and shouting, trying to get away. So me and my girlfriend Emma, we bailed out the side of the restaurant because they had wee sliding doors. We got through the barriers into these apartment blocks behind where the restaurant was at. We were pushing all the buzzers to trying to get into the apartment blocks. Eventually we got in and we were sitting there. There was a few people, everybody speaking French, so we were a lot of confusion. We didn't know what was going on. Eventually, there was a girl who spoke a bit English who sort of clarified a few things of what happened. And we were just desperately trying to get back to our apartment. We're not in a hotel, so we're off the main strip. I've never seen fear like it in all my life, and probably never will again.
There must have been an air of absolute panic and chaos.
It happened so fast. Probably millions of people on the promenade watching the fireworks. It's Bastille Day here. It's the biggest event on the calendar. And thousands and thousands of people running and screaming and shouting, and we hadn't a clue what was going on. We can hear, it's all sirens. There was a lot of traffic jams, people obviously in panic trying to get out of sort of ground zero. There's going to be a lot of shock, and the tremors are going to run quite far for probably a long, long time. But right now, it's like a dead zone from where I'm at.
Is there still a sense of fear in there?
Definitely. I think people are still very, very weary. They don't know. They haven't got all the facts. Stay indoors, and that's the message that's coming through. Stay indoors. Stay away from windows, because again, they don't know exactly. They haven't given all the facts out yet, so they don't know if this is the end of it. I was trying to stay calm because, you know, there's nothing really we can do about it right now. As long as we're inside, I'll probably wake up tomorrow morning and hope that it was all a nightmare.